Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
As far as I know, they aren't talking right now. The owners made a proposal that the players despised, and then the players basically went in the other direction. Rather than lowering their pay or lowering the games, they raised the games and kept the pay at prorated. For now, they're insisting on prorated pay, and they really haven't come off the 114. They're suggesting the season can be played through November, whereas the owners are saying we have to end around November 1st due to the potential second wave, and we need to get the postseason in because that's really where the money is made.
John Heyman today, MLB Insider, Radio.com Sports, on The Fan. So they're not talking. Terrific. Players and owners. No communication right now. We're presented by Chafin Lujan Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. And Heyman articulated today on The Fan, Chris, the reasons why the two sides have gone radio silent, why there is darkness right now with the players and owners as we are watching the sands slip through the hourglass. What soap opera was that again? Days of Our Lives. Anybody watch that?
Yes.
Anybody here
the
have a family?
Sands through the hourglass. These are the days of our lives.
I had a cousin that used to tape it every day and then come back from school and watch it.
When I was in high school,
VHS tape.
I worked at a car dealership as like the person who washed cars.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an hour between the end of school and when I had to go to work. And that's when I would eat dinner, and Days of Our Lives became like a staple of that time as well.
For you?
Yeah. Like,
why?
My mom watched it and I had nothing else
how
to
did
do
you
for
get
that
into
hour.
It?
So I just, there was a TV in the kitchen. I'd sit down and eat and watch Days of Our Lives.
Frank, don't lie. There's some foxy, racy scenes on those shows.
With their sex appeal?
Operas.
Oh, for sure.
Thank you. Thank you for just...
And the one woman was like
out.
Possessed by the devil for half a year.
You know, somebody tried to do that to Zangrilli on AM. Did you hear about that?
You played it for me.
Did you hear
yes.
about this, Chris?
I have heard about it. I have not like heard
yeah.
it specifically.
Yeah, a woman called in and put a hex on Zangrilli.
A curse in the name of Lucifer, I believe. It
has
was.
Anyone heard from him since?
Dan?
Yeah.
I have, yeah. He's okay.
Wasn't our buddy Jermichael Finley producing?
He was, and he was in a state of panic.
He dumped it, did he not?
He did. Let's hear, this is unbelievable. Let's hear, because Tyone now heard all of this and responded to it, the Pirates player rep. This is Heyman on why the owners are not willing to make a big sacrifice to the players right now in order to get back on the field.
They're going to have to figure out a way, and apparently there is that fail-safe method that they put in there where Commissioner Manfred can just mandate a season of any length. Seems like the owners would prefer shorter length season. They claim to lose $640,000 per regular season game and make the money back in the postseason. So if he does mandate, it would be a short season with players getting the prorated pay that is mentioned in the March 26th agreement. I think that's probably the reason that they're confident on the ownership side that there will be a season, but I think there's still some negotiation to go. The owners would prefer to negotiate something that the players are happier with than that.
So think about this. And that comment is the first time throughout all of this I have actually felt very, like, I have flipped. I now feel like they're going to play because I did not know that point. Apparently, the players said, we want prorated. Pay us prorated. We will play prorated. Full salaries, number of games, just pay us. If it's 80 games, divide our salary in half. They did not in the March negotiation put in there like a minimum number of games that had to be prorated. So theoretically, hypothetically, Major League Baseball could say, all right, we're only doing a 5-game season. And they would get paid for 5 games, and that's it. And they couldn't, and they can't say no to it because of what is stated in that agreement. And that, Chris, that explains, I don't know why it took so long for that to come out. That explains so much because that gives the owners the biggest hammer. We're not gonna meet you in the middle here. We're not gonna compromise because we can set the agenda here. We can come up with the number of games. And as long as we're giving you, you know, as long as we're not asking you to take a salary reduction, we're not asking for a pay cut. We're just going to bastardize our season is what we're going to do. We're just going to cut our season down to a small number of games, and that's all you're going to get.
That lines up with me thinking that a lot of these guys have said, or not a lot of them, but a couple of owners have said that they'd be happy not playing the season at all. So if they're going to bastardize the season and play a very small number of games that – see, this is the – you know what this is? The more I think – I'm thinking about this on the fly, actually, and adjusting. This is somehow, even though the owners to me are the ones – I know that the players didn't specify a minimum number of games, but the owners would be taking it to a possible extreme. Even that will work out in their favor. Do you know why? Say they play 50 games, which is not even a third of a full baseball season. Fans are going to love it. You know why?
Intensity.
Every game is going to take on insane levels of importance. It's going to be as close to an NFL season in terms of every game mattering as baseball will ever get. And so even though it is a ridiculous conceit, hypothetically, that would be enacted by the owners in as close to bad faith, I think, as you could get, it's going to go over like gangbusters with the rank-and-file fan because it's going to make for exciting baseball. And on some level, and I guarantee you this is the case for some people, the players will get a lot less money for it despite having to go actually play and take on the risk that they were going to take on anyway. There will be lots of people happy that the players are getting less money.
I think that article in the agreement that Heyman just referred to, that as long as they're prorated, the commissioner can authorize any number of games he wants. I think that's going to give the players two options. Either you make like prorated money over 50 games, or we can play more if you want, but we're not going to give you any more money. Like, do you want to work more and make the same amount, or do you want to work less and make
prorated money? If you were Mike Trout, would you come back and play a 50-game season? Because I wouldn't. I'd say screw it. I'll see you in 2021.
Well, this is what Heyman said back on like what the players, what kind of leverage they have in this arrangement.
I haven't heard of a great recourse from the players' side. They could, instead of agreeing to that expanded playoff schedule, so that one extra round, they could nix that. Of course, that would bring less money into baseball and could impact negatively their free agency to come. And I mean, they could claim the original agreement of March 26th suggested both sides wanted to play as many games as possible, and this would not be fulfilling that. But if there is a provision in there that allows Manfred to mandate a season at prorated of any length, I'm not sure they have a tremendous recourse.
Yeah, they sound like they're boxed in. And if
well,
they
why
do,
didn't this, why didn't the owners just go to this right away? It sounds like the owners had a trump card sitting here all along, knew they could win, so why not do it right away? What's the holdup here? Why aren't we watching baseball on the 4th of July then?
Because maybe they didn't want to rule with an iron fist. They wanted, like, the players, they wanted to trick
them.
Oh,
yes, they've been benevolent to the players before.
No, sure. I don't think benevolent is the right way of putting it. Like, they wanted the players to co-sign it in a kind of amicable way, so there wasn't
even
more.
But when have they ever wanted to be amicable? It's relations between the two sides have not been amicable for a long time, not even close. So I don't buy that in the slightest.
Well, this is what Tyone says about it. If owners promoted cared about their own players in game half as much as they care about promoting their agenda during a pandemic, we would have a better chance to find common ground to get baseball back on the field for our amazing fans. Wow.
Man said it.
This is I really now I thought the 50 game thing was just what I described, what I've described. It was just two sides making ridiculous proposals to each other, knowing that the other side wasn't going to accept it, and just doing that song and dance and never really getting closer
to
a real
side. And now you know that one side has always been able to do this, and for whatever reason wasn't doing it. Again, going back to something I said last week on a day you were off, it's ridiculous to me that people aren't already angry in a permanent way right now, because they've been fiddling around while time has been burning here.
You know, I guess now I'll answer the question that you asked a few minutes ago. I don't think they tried to force through 50 games and like demand it out of the players and force them to do it kicking and screaming before, because I think they wanted the players to lose the public relations battle first.
Like, they do that every time, because stuff gets leaked out through like the 9 different insiders that write the same thing, because they're probably getting it from the same source.
So let's go for a disgruntled player 50 game sprint, baby. Let's sign up for that, Craig. You ready for
it? That's
50 games of disgruntled fun.
Yeah, like unwilling participants being told to go out and play.
Fans are going to like it. Fans are going to like it because it's going to be an urgent season. I guarantee you fans are going to like it.
Imagine if you're an arbitration eligible player, though. 50 games, you could go into a slump for that amount of time. And you
or you
terrible,
could hit 400.
It's a risk every one of them is going to have to consider.
I guarantee you in those arbitration hearings, a player that would hit 400 for 50 games would not get an eyelash blinked at them. But if a guy had a rough 50-game slump, hey, you know, you had a pretty bad slump last year. We're not going to pay you.
These are all things the players will have to think about outside of maybe getting sick while playing.
Yeah. Oof.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.